This is Outdoor Issues with Neil Roberts and North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist Greg Gullickson.
As seasons are winding down, a few reminders for those utilizing state facilities. Some stuff needs to be removed. Greg, tell us more.
Yeah, in the North Dakota Game and Fish Department wildlife management areas, we're reminding hunters, we're over that deer archery season, and most of our seasons are winding down. Still some opportunities out there, but if you left anything on those wildlife management areas, and I'm talking tree stands, blinds, steps, any other personal items, they have to be removed from all Game and Fish Department wildlife management areas by January 31st. So if you still have that tree stand hanging out there on one of those WMAs, you need to remove it. Items not removed by January 31st are considered abandoned property and are subject to removal and confiscation by the North Dakota Game and Fish.
All right, good stuff, Greg. Hey, more on public land opportunities when we come back.
Drive a little, save a lot. MJ McGuire's in Rugby.
McGuire's is your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer in Rugby. Hi, this is Zach. Come in today and check out our great selection of new and used vehicles. Plenty to choose from. So give us a call or come in today and see me. McGuire's, great people, great prices, great products.
Drive a little, save a lot. MJ McGuire's in Rugby.
The Murnaugh Herford Ranch would like to invite you to the 59th Annual Production Sale held 1 p.m. Tuesday, January 20th in Bowman, North Dakota. Offering over 600 head of elite Hereford bulls and premier Hereford influence production females, where our focus is on our customer and providing the genetics to enhance the efficiency, power, performance, and profitability of every Murnaugh influence calf. For more information, visit our webpage at murnaughherfords.com and come to the sale at Bowman Livestock Marketing Tuesday, January 20th, and get the Murnaugh advantage.
Talking public land opportunities today on Outdoor Issues, and ice fishing is one area, Greg, where houses are still going up, right?
Absolutely. We got a lot of people heading out on the ice, and that's good to see. We talk about wildlife management areas. Most people think of them as hunting areas, but there's also some great access to some of our over 450 lakes that the North Dakota Game and Fish Department manages. So get out there, take advantage of some of the ice fishing opportunities. Lake Audubon, I think right now, could have its own zip code with the amount of fish houses that are out there. Log on to the Game and Fish Department website, and you can see where all those access points are, and hopefully Mother Nature treats us nice and we get to have a nice long ice fishing season.
Good stuff, Greg. That brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Outdoor Issues, brought to you in part by MJ McGuire's in Rugby, by the Murnaugh Hereford Production Sale, and by Magic City Hoagies and Sweets in Minot, where the locals eat.